Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. Yes, do not adjust your radio. It doesn't matter anyway. Apparently Roger's still plugging himself in. So.
I was listening to music on my tablet, and I thought, my gosh, he's playing really good bumper music today. And
yeah, wrong device to be listening to here after 3 o'clock.
Sure enough, it wasn't your choice in music. It was mine. Yeah, no wonder I liked it.
It's time to pay attention to the show.
I guess.
Yeah, there you
go. I'm here now.
Okay, good.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
All right. Anyway, and we also have Michael over there.
It's an even day.
Okay.
Is it even? No.
No, it's you. It's you, Roger.
You're the one giving me odd days.
I give you every day if I could.
Pretty much.
Okay, Michael, the wonder producer.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. So he even waved. I'm glad you waved for the people listening on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, the black and white radio.
Yeah.
They can now see me.
So anyway, we're all here ready to go. Got some stuff to talk about. A little bit later, we're going to talk about, this was interesting, appeared in the Wall Street Journal, a piece wondering if the FCC and the government in general should get involved in news selection. And it was based around, there was an op-ed that was written by one of the commissioners of the FCC. So we'll kind of dig into the issue itself in just a little while. Before we get to all of that, though, because I tend to want to entice Roger into thinking we're giving things away now, and we're not.
Oh. He gets me all excited.
He was just getting that excited look, are we? No. Okay.
No, not
one now. One of these days, I'm just going to say giveaway, and he's going to go, yeah, whatever.
You know, I'm apparently a slow learner because I keep falling for it.
Yeah, it's fool me once, shame on you. Yeah. Fool me twice, shame on me.
It's just I get excited to give stuff away.
Yeah, and of course, Michael said shame on me, indicating him, so I guess we can blame him for the whole problem.
Wait, what? So.
Yeah, for the rest of the day, he is just Michael the producer.
Oh, see, he's getting out of it again.
No wonder.
I will say Michael the producer, but I'm taking Wonder Producer out.
Then I will add it in.
Of course.
Oh, good. There's something to look forward to.
All right. Anyway, well, here's something to really look forward to. We've got a giveaway. Not now.
Okay.
See, he hasn't fallen for it this time. It's apparently it's just
squirrel.
One day to the next. But here's what we got for you. Yeah, you know, we've been doing these movie ticket giveaways with pies.
Yeah.
And it works very well.
Yeah, to us, anyway, yeah.
You know, I would think it would work for the people winning
as well.
How
could you complain? So, a movie and a pie.
There you go. So what we're doing today is we've got another one of those certificates good for a pie.
And it isn't just a pie.
No.
It's a Grand Traverse Pie Company pie that you only have to go to your conveniently located Harding's
to get.
There
you go. They're celebrating getting together on this. I guess they're selling the pies at Harding's now. And so you can go there and pick them up. And we've got a certificate for you to get one free there.
Yeah.
That's at a Harding's location. And there's a couple in Portage, one in Kalamazoo, Galesburg, and Richland.
And you may not have to buy a pie.
There you go.
You get a free pie and movie tickets.
And movie tickets. See, because we don't want to give away just one thing. We want to package this into a... killer deal, I guess you want to say.
You'd think I came up with it.
Almost.
Well, did you?
No.
Almost, but instead I came up with it, so I get the credit for it. It's
okay.
Nice, you know.
Jeremy is the genius.
Then he toys with me, though.
But here it is. We got a different movie today. This one is 3 Days to Kill. Have you seen the previews for this?
No, I've not.
This is Kevin Costner's foray back into doing some movies. He's been a little unbusy of the last few years.
But
boy,
in the last 6 months, he's been busy.
He really
is. It seems like I'm seeing him in every movie I go to.
He's really making up for the time he had off.
Yeah. So he's back in a movie. This one, 3 Days to Kill. It's one of these action movies. So he plays apparently a CIA agent having to balance time with his teenage daughter with one more mission. So,
and
it should be interesting.
In 3 days.
Well, not quite.
Oh.
It's not like 24 with Jack Bauer.
Okay. I was afraid he wasn't going to be able to go to the bathroom and sleep and shower.
So what it is it opens up tomorrow. And you could be able to see it at Celebration Cinema. We got four tickets for it. And that's part of the Giganto giveaway package.
The premier place to see movies.
There
in
you
our
go.
Town.
It's a terrific place.
Good food. So, adult beverages?
Of course. They have all that stuff.
And we've saying adult, but they have beer there.
Yeah. Which I think is what you're trying to get at.
There. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to quit dancing around it and just say they have craft beers. I mean, they've got good beer. It's not the regular junk. Mm-hmm. It's good beer.
But they've got other adult beverages, as it were,
yes.
there as well.
You can have a mixed drink, should you choose.
If you're into mixed drinks, or as some people like to call them, frou-frou drinks.
You know. Fruity.
You know, if you're into that, there you go. You know, so if you're not into that, well, if you could use a beer, they got you covered too. So anyway, that giveaway package coming up a little bit later. And also, I wanted to tell you about this. I think, you know, the Tonight Show, the switchover from Leno to Fallon, it's going very well, I would say, just from a viral video standpoint, if nothing else. Because there's been some great stuff. I don't know if you've seen, they have... And we almost selected this the other day, but passed it up. But they did like an evolution of hip hop dancing that's worth seeing.
With he and Will Smith?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they did that. They did the people paying off a $100 bet with him, which was a very good bit. And then one of the other bits that he did when he was on Late Night is he always seemed to find ways to use Brian Williams in varying, you know, he slow jammed the news with him, of course. And
more than once.
Yes, several times. And in this case, he's also done, and I'm assuming it's just one of his people sitting there doing all the editing, which is just brilliant editing. He's edited Brian Williams' newscast into a rap.
And it is good.
And they've done this before, so he's obviously bringing that to the Tonight Show with him.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I watched it earlier today. It was hilarious.
So we're going to play a little sample for you of it, just so you get a picture of what this is like.
I set up hip-hop, the hipping to the hip-hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang-bang boogie. Set up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to groove your feet. See, I am wondering...
So there you go. That's basically it.
And it goes on from there. I mean, that may not even be the best part. You got to go to Facebook and check this
absolutely.
Out.
Yeah, they've got Lester Holt in there as well.
Oh, yeah. And they switch, and it's great.
There is even just a briefest of brief appearances of, I believe, Kathy Lee in there. Yeah. So you got to see this.
And then the end.
Of course. Which you can't illustrate on the radio, though Roger has just tried.
Yeah.
But
had you been able to see me, you would know. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
But so what you need to do is it's our video of the day. If there's two ways to get it. First of all, if you're on Facebook and you like us already, it's in your news feed. So you'll be able to find it that way. If you haven't done that yet, quick way to do it. Go to WKZO.com and click on the Facebook link at the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take you right to the page. You click like. You're in.
Yeah.
And it's posted right there at the top of the feed, so you can check that out. Also, if you'd rather do it the direct way, you just go to WKZO.com, go down to the blog section. It's below where the news is, and you'll be able to check this out for yourself. I'm telling you what, it's a good video. So, you know, and this is one to be able to show to people after you've seen it and share it with people. So,
you could even share it with your children.
I suppose you could.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was nothing in there that is offensive.
Certainly not. Certainly not. So that's the video of the day, just because they like us to blog around here for whatever reason. So
you mentioned my wife is now DVRing the Tonight Show now that Fallon is there.
Mm-hmm.
And he really is good. Very talented man.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I've been watching his progress on Late Night. I mean, you know, apparently when he first got on there, it was a train wreck. But he slowly started doing the right things. And then, you know, fast forward to just before when he was still on Late Night doing slow jams with Romney and Obama and, you know, just doing some of the bits that he does. Thank you notes. I don't know if you've ever seen him do those.
Yeah.
Those are pretty funny. He did promise he's going to bring those around on The Tonight Show. So he did that in an appearance with Jay Leno that they had just before they did the handover. So it's interesting to see him come along. I've always felt like this is the guy. This is the guy. They needed to put him on The Tonight Show a couple years ago.
Yeah.
In my estimation.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, the other thing is, I think Letterman, I'd rather see Craig Ferguson on that show personally. Yeah. So
I think it's time for a change there, too.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't think it's happening, but it could be.
Could be.
So, but anyway, all of that is we're discussing here on the show. Of course, anytime we have a discussion, you can be a part of the process by giving us a call at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, or you can also text us
at 80373.
Now, one of the things that we wanted to talk about this hour, apparently, you know, you've heard about marijuana sales legalized in Colorado.
And in Washington.
And in Washington as well. Well, in Colorado, they've come out, the governor has come out with a statement saying that they had some expectations when they did that of tax revenue. Because, you know, if it's legalized, then they're going to be able to charge taxes on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say that it is far exceeding tax expectations. That, according to a budget proposal that was released yesterday by Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which is a fun name anyway to say.
Yes.
That's probably the reason why he got elected was, what a fun name.
Well, and once you finally get Hickenlooper down, you've got name recognition. I mean, there's not a lot of other Hickenloopers out there.
There you go.
You don't confuse one Hickenlooper with another.
You know, I'm just thinking the guy could run for president and win on name alone just because, man, that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, but they have come out with a statement saying that, you know what, we're making a lot more money than what we thought we were going to on pot sales. Because, you know, the tax revenues are coming in. And it got me to wondering if this is something that more states should consider just from the standpoint of tax revenue. Because if you can bring in that kind of tax revenue, then all of a sudden, I'd put it on the footing in Michigan, road problems are solved, and lots of other things suddenly find new solutions there. Then there's the other side of it as well, but go ahead.
And we're taking money away from organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
All of the money that has now been legalized here, all of these transactions were taking place prior to the law.
Just under the table, basically.
And untaxed and offered an increasing incentive for organized crime to import that product. Here we finally have a disincentive to organized crime. Now they've got some competition, this saves two ways. We don't have to spend money fighting organized crime, or we can spend less money fighting organized crime, and we have a revenue source to boot. This looks like a win-win to me.
Well, and I think on the other side of that, I mean, you can look at it and say, all right, more in tax revenue. But in terms of organized crime, I don't think that they're going to go, oh, we're out of the pot business now. Oh, well. I think they're going to redouble their efforts into other areas because organized crime likes to make money just like anybody else does. So you're going to see, I think, a bigger fight in other areas that you go, okay, well, wait a minute, they're dealing in illegal guns, they're dealing in cocaine or crack or whatever, you know, fill in the blank.
And so we should allow them to sell marijuana because that's the most innocuous thing they do?
Let me finish the argument here because you're talking about lower money for organized crime. I'm saying we're going to be spending the same money fighting it, whether we legalize or not.
Well, then we've got a revenue source to pay for that fight with.
And then the other part of it is that law enforcement will suddenly have to go, okay, now already we have to sit here and go driving under the influence. How much will that go up because people are legally able to get this stuff and smoke this stuff, and then they go out and drive? So now police are going to have all these extra people on the roads that are under the influence. That is not necessarily a good thing. That's why it just kind of holds me back saying, well, wait a minute, you know, and I know extra revenue, and that's nice, but I think these are things you got to look at before you say, well, wait a minute, this is a good idea.
So you're thinking that large numbers of these people who are buying their pot now in legal mechanisms were not buying pot prior, and so these are new people coming to the pot world by this legalization.
I think you would see an uptick just because of the legalization. It takes away the stigma, and it's like, oh, okay, I can get it. Cool.
Okay.
You know, it puts it in the realm of cigarette smoking, which, yeah, that's not good, but it is legal. So you can go out and do that. And an awful lot of things have been – I mean, think about how pot has been glorified over the years, this, you know, idea of, you know, you go out and get it, and it gives you the munchies, you know, and that's the worst thing it does. Well, there's other things that it does. And on its own, I don't mind if you do that to yourself, but if you get out on the roads and drive, and I'm out there, or somebody I know and love is out there, now you're dealing with a problem because you're causing problems for others. And I think that's an issue to look at.
And if pot was not being smoked in this country prior to opening up a legal channel for distribution, I would completely agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess is very few of these people buying pot in these stores are new pot smokers. I'm thinking those are people who were already smoking pot and driving, and that this changes where they're buying their pot, but not the reality of the world, that all these people were dopers prior to the legalization.
Well, surprise, surprise, you think one way, I think another. But let's find out what Don has to say. Let's not find out what Don has to say, because he just left.
Oh, Don.
Don, you were right there.
You were this close.
I was about to hit the button.
Well, maybe it was a cell phone dropout, and he'll call right
Could
back.
Could be. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
hopefully,
thinking that's it.
Hopefully Don will call back, because I was literally, my finger was on the button over here.
He was. That was true, Don. That was true.
We were ready to go, so instead of Don, we're going to get Andy in Kalamazoo. Andy, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, you know what? I've been on local fire department for about the last 18 years of my life, and I'm going to tell you exactly, off the top of my head, I can think of about two severe auto accidents that have included narcotics, marijuana, you know, or the such. I cannot begin to tell you how many DUIs I've been on and the ramifications of that. I would much rather have, I'd much rather go back to prohibition and legalize marijuana all you want. If you want to compare apples to apples, I think alcohol is far more dangerous to a person in society when misused than marijuana is.
Okay.
I think you're on to something, Andy. And the fact that you're a fireman and your personal experience over 18 years is that alcohol is a much larger problem than pot or other drugs.
You have no idea. It's not even comparable, Raj.
But I guess the other question is, though, if it was legalized, would we see an increase in that kind of thing?
I would say yes. I mean, it's you're obviously with the number of people using, I'm sure it would go up. You know, people aren't going to be as afraid. But I guess we need to boil down the chemical reactions that take place in the body when one smokes marijuana as opposed to when one drinks alcohol. That's really what it boils down to. Honestly, you know, I have never met a guy who smoked a joint and wants to fight. you know where I'm going with this, guys?
Yeah.
You know how many times you've been in a bar and you think, you know, you got the smallest guy in there shooting whiskey and he thinks he's going to clear the bar by himself.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's a totally different reaction within the body and within gives you a totally different mindset.
And the pothead says, "Do you have any chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Or potato chips."
Exactly. You never hear the drunk guy say that. All, like I said, you know, all he wants to do is fight and steal your woman. That's.
Thanks, Andy. Have a good one.
You guys have a good day.
Lawrence and Taylor continues, 590 WKZO. We've been talking about legalization of marijuana. Colorado did it, and they're seeing some tax revenue. Is that a good enough reason to say, you know what, maybe we ought to look into it?
Well, I think what Hickenlooper, I just love saying that.
Isn't that fun?
His proposal is to spend this extra money they weren't counting on for youth use prevention. He wants to invest $40.4 million in substance abuse treatment and $12.4 million for public health. And he isn't putting it into other law enforcement. It's just interesting where Hickenlooper, I said it again, wants to use this money.
I think there's another concern involved in this, and I'll share that concern coming up here as we continue the discussion. Legalized marijuana, good idea, bad idea? We'll let you be the judge of it here on Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. WKZO and Lawrence and Taylor here with you. You know, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get the opportunity to talk weather.
Can't wait.
With Bob Larson. You know, and with what we've seen out there today, I mean, is there a kind of weather we have not seen today?
I was going to say
I would be hard pressed.
A tornado? Yeah. A hurricane?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spoil it for us. Okay.
The sun?
Could you turn his mic off?
I'll just have to turn that
That's
off.
That's Michael, our producer.
Wonder.
Yeah, we do wonder about him sometimes. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, you're a wonder, all right.
I wonder about myself sometimes as well.
But we're talking about Colorado.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons the revenue is enhanced is because pot is selling for more money there than anybody expected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, high prices for pot in the legal distribution system doesn't undermine the illegal distribution system. And I'm wondering if the state just hasn't set a new price floor for organized crime. And all they said the average price is $202 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So if organized crime sells their pot for $195 an ounce, are we going to lure the business into legitimate businesses? Or have we just set up yet another distribution system? Because pot was successfully being distributed and before Colorado or Washington legalized it.
And the other part of that is, even if it has been legalized and there is that, okay, you can get it legally over here for this, but bargain basement over here for this.
Bingo.
We do it under the table. Well, then you've still got organized crime. You've still got that factor, and you've still got, you know, you got police officers that are have to chase after this in a new and different way to say, well, they're still out there. We're having to get them off the table for legalized businesses.
But see, I don't see what you're saying there.
Mm-hmm.
The police have to, even in Michigan now, be alert for drivers who are smoking pot and driving.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what the source for that marijuana was.
But what I'm saying is, if the black market is still out there, and it is illegal to do that kind of thing,
then they still have to chase that.
They got to chase after that, okay. And that's what I'm talking about right there.
Okay.
So, all right. And I do have an additional concern to bring up, which I will, but we got to turn and talk about the weather right now because—
And it's important today.
It is because, you know what? We've been talking about pot smoking. You almost feel like you have been watching the weather.
Yeah, because you don't know what it's doing out there.
It's like, what is this? I don't have any idea.
This morning it was thundering and snowing at the same time.
Yes.
Thunder, snow, and, of course, ice and snow, and then rain. And, I mean, you know, Bob, we were just kind of debating to ourselves if there were weather types we had not seen today.
Potpourri. We've run the gamut. We've had just about everything. Oh, there's one thing that's been missing.
What?
Sunny, pleasant weather.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, we had that yesterday.
That's true. Not today.
No.
It's been miserable. Quite a mess. You know, the thunder, the snow that you talked about. Of course, it has been all rain this afternoon. We were fortunate that it was snow rather than ice. We were concerned about it being icy early this morning at the start of the rain. Rather than ice, it came down as snow before changing over to rain. But now we're into the rain phase of this particular storm, and that's the way it shall stay the rest of the afternoon and the first part of tonight.
Now, there is one thing. I'm looking ahead in the forecast here, and I'm seeing something tonight that could cause problems, because with the rain and with the higher temperatures, you're going to see some melting, but then later tonight, that might not be the case.
That is true. We are going to end up dropping below freezing overnight, but it's going to be a slow process. And before we drop, we're going to find temperatures rise. Remember that today was the day that we talked about being possibly closing in on 50. We're nowhere near 50 right now.
I was going to bring that up, Bob.
I'm sure you were, but you were thinking, I'll be nice maybe and hold back on that.
No, I was going to bring it up.
Okay.
Holding back is not Roger.
I have an answer.
No, that's not my style.
Well, first of all, the actual prediction wasn't 50. The prediction was 47. But that said, we're nowhere near 47 either. The day is not over. Well, this is one of these situations where high temperature is probably not going to occur until about maybe 7 p.m. We're going to see a spike in temperature early this evening when the wind shifts direction into the southwest, and this will be after dark, and the temperature will jump into the 40s. We're not going to get to 50, but I do believe we go above 40. And then it slowly drops from there, and by daybreak it's 28. So we're not talking about a flash freeze tonight. That low of 28 will not occur until at some point early tomorrow morning, which means that early tomorrow morning there could be icy spots, but it's not going to be a concern for the vast majority of tonight.
Well, that's a little bit of a relief. Now, with all of this, I'm seeing windy conditions. Looks like they're saying 50 miles per hour. Is that still part of the forecast now?
Yeah, for tomorrow, not today.
For tomorrow.
Not today. There's not much of a breeze right now. Winds will begin to increase tonight, and there could be gusts past 40 miles per hour after 8, 9 p.m. Tomorrow's going to be a very windy day with frequent gusts of 40. A few can reach 50. The winds will finally begin to subside tomorrow night, but there'll still be a noticeable breeze even on Saturday. Not 50 miles per hour, but maybe 10 to 20 and gusting to 25 on Saturday. So the wind will become an issue and will stay an issue for quite a while once it kicks in, but it's not an issue during the day today.
So today the weather was schizophrenic. Tomorrow it'll be winter again.
Right.
Okay.
Mid-30s, so not all that cold, but with a 40 to maybe 50 mile per hour wind, obviously that's going to make it feel even colder. And once the cold weather returns, you know, we get back into the groove of cold weather. Mid-30s tomorrow, low 30s Saturday, and then it looks like highs in the 20s for Sunday and the better part of next week. Once it gets cold, it stays cold through all of next week.
Okay, so the word?
The word is turbulent, with the wind in mind, and the idea, by the way, that we still can have a thunderstorm. There are storms right now in west central Illinois that are racing eastward. We're going to move through Chicago in about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and they'll be moving eastward from there. Not sure what shape they'll be in by the time they get here. They're not severe right now, but they've got heavy rain and some gusty winds. So I can easily envision there'll be another round of thunder and lightning here this evening, this time not with snow, but with rain. And once that happens, once we get this line to come through, the wind shifts into the southwest, and that's when the temperature jumps, albeit briefly, to near or above 40 before it settles back down again overnight. So all kinds of things yet to come.
Okay. Well, Bob, we appreciate you stopping by today. You know what? Regardless of the weather, tomorrow's Friday, so we got to dig into some of those numbers.
Right. We'll go geek.
Yeah, we will geek, because, of course, we've had a milder week, and that should take the edge off of this these extremely low numbers that we've talked about so far in 2014. We'll see where we stand now compared to last year.
That'll make it even more interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
All right. Bob Larson there from AccuWeather. Glad that he was there with us. And as we continue, we'll continue the discussion about pot. You know what? Colorado has seen a little bit more money coming in.
Bringing in the sheaves.
Is that the argument to say, you know what, we need to legalize it? We'll talk with you. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, as Lawrence and Taylor continues on 590 KZL. 590 WKZO, Lawrence and Taylor here with you in the afternoon. We're talking about legalization of pot. This is something, I mean, it's happened in Washington, it's happened in Colorado. In Colorado, the governor there, John Hickenlooper, which we're just having fun saying
the name.
You
said it this time.
Of course. But he's saying that tax revenue from that has exceeded their expectations. And so it kind of brought to mind the question, is that something we need to look at? Because, you know, it's an extra source of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something to say, all right, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it needs to be legalized so they can be taxed. Or are there other concerns? Now, one other concern I had, and we do have some callers we want to get to here in a minute, but one other concern I had is I've heard an awful lot of people talk about it as sort of the entry level, if you will, that people go from, okay, they start using pot, and then they step up a level to something else. And is that a good idea, to have the entry level legal? I don't know. It's just a concern I have.
Is beer the entry level then for alcohol? And once you get started consuming alcohol, then you move up to liqueurs and then finally to liquor? Because beer was the gateway drug into the alcohol world?
For some people it could be, for others not. You know, I don't know. I'm no expert on it. So And I'm the kind of person that just has a beer every now and again.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And the other thought I had is eventually we will perhaps be able to take organized crime out of the marijuana distribution business. Hmm. I mean, during Prohibition, organized crime was the only source for booze. And nowadays, organized crime isn't selling beer on corners.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones and see what some callers have to think. I've got a caller on the line who has asked to remain anonymous. Caller, you're with us. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello. Go
Hi.
Ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Roger?
Good.
This whole thing is just, you know, well, my first point is that how much do they allow these medical marijuana providers to charge?
Oh, you're talking Michigan, not Colorado.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
It's ridiculous. They allow them to charge some $300 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And because some state legislator, I don't know who it is off the top of my head, talked to some grower, and he told the state legislator that's how much they should be able to charge. And it's just ridiculous. It reminds me of pharmaceuticals. They can charge as much as they want because they're the only ones that have the product.
Do you have any idea what marijuana is selling for in the black market in Michigan? If it's selling at over 300...
Oh, I'm as a former, and I mean, I haven't done anything for probably 15 or 20 years.
Okay.
Back in the early 1990s, I grew.
Okay.
And I could sell the stuff at $25 a quarter ounce and make a profit, a decent profit. And now they're allowing them to charge, $25 a quarter ounce, that'd be $100 an ounce. Now they're allowing them to charge $300 an ounce for medical marijuana.
So are you saying that this is never going to undercut organized crime, that the free enterprise system will be able to deliver pot cheaper than the legal system would be?
Oh, no. The legal system should be able to deliver it way cheaper than the organized crime system.
But that's not what we're doing.
You know, okay. They should make it, you know... There's no reason why the government can't get involved, you know, and cut this down from, you know, triple the prices that it costs that to make and manufacture and, you know, deliver.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Guy.
We appreciate you taking the time today.
All right.
Okay. Let's move on from there. We've got Bill in Vicksburg standing by on the line. Bill, welcome.
Yes, interesting we're having this conversation. I've been dodging potholes all the way over there.
Well, Michael, our producer, told us he had a caller who suggested that we legalize it in Michigan with the promoting it by pot for potholes.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it helped. My thought here is, I know I work for a company that you get tested for alcohol, drugs, whatever, because I run heavy equipment, and which I have no problem with. But from what I understand, like, pot stays in your system for a more of a length of time than what alcohol does. So if they legalize it and say if you were to have a joint with the buddies on the weekend and 2 weeks later I get tested, I'm busted. If they legalize it, that wouldn't change, right?
It would have to.
I think it would be up to individual companies, though, because if you're operating heavy equipment, that can be a danger to other workers. So
right. Well, see, I haven't got a problem with it. I just, you know, I just think we've had some younger guys that got caught for it, and I know they don't do it at work, but yeah, because it stays in your system for a length of time, or if they have a few beers the night before, that usually doesn't show up. You know, so it's kind of a situation where, you know, you really still can't justify doing it.
Well, at some point, don't you think the testing will get sophisticated enough to know if it's the residue that stays in your blood for weeks following versus an intoxicating level?
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
For the sake, I mean, I agree with the gentleman that called it the fire department. In my years, I would much rather deal with a person that's high than I would with a person that's drunk.
Okay. Thank
you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Going to keep the conversation going. Keep it right here.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.